أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. We will continue with our tafsir lesson of Surah An-Naba from Ayah 31, inshallah wa ta'ala. You must have noticed that in this surah, first the end result has been mentioned, and then it is talked about for what it is the end result. It was said, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ. Verily for the muttaqeen, there will be a success paradise. Mafaza, from faz, success. Actual success is of muttaqeen. This is meant here. They will be saved. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ayah 185,
فَمَن زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
And whoever is removed away from the fire and admitted to paradise, he indeed is successful. The life of this world is only the enjoyment of deception, a deceiving thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here that actual success is of theirs. We get many successes in this world. All of them were fake, just timely, a rehearsal only. But now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us to the real success. Do remember that this success is only for who? Lil muttaqeen. Highlight the word taqwa. Taqwa is the security, a key to success. As it not only saves a person from sins in this world, but will also be saved from the torment of hellfire at the day of judgment. What is taqwa? It is the name of completing the demands of iman and submission. The people who consciously work on taqwa and righteous deeds after their iman and then they are saved are indeed the blessed ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be saved.
Hada'iqa wa a'naba,
gardens and vineyards. What kind of success? Now you can say we are given the substitute of word hadayiq mafaz and arnab gardens and grapes. Hadayiq is plural of hadiqatun gardens and arnab is from inabun grapes that we kept gardens and grapes for them. Wa kawa'iba atraba and young full-breasted mature maidens of equal age. Meaning the blessings of Jannah will not only be lifeless things, but will also be in the form of humans too. Which kind of wives men will get? The first quality they will have is they will be unmarried virgin. Kawa'iba is the plural of ka'batun. Ka'ab is what? Ankles. We read ka'ab where method of wuzu was told. Ka'ba is same as it is little higher from the rest of the city. So Ka'b is ankle. Same way Kawa'ib is also called to a woman whose chest is higher or protruded. Meaning it is pointing towards the beauty of the women of Jannah. That they will have full figures. And Athrab is from Thirib. And Thirib is of same age. Sometimes there is huge age difference among husband and wives. And it becomes the root cause of not having any understanding among both. And they take long time in adjustments. So it was told here that those women will be of same age. And from hadiths we learned that they will be between 30 to 33 years of age. Here, if someone gets married in 30 years of age, we consider them old. But in Jannah, it is not old, as there the lives will be really, really long. It is such an age when someone's skills are at their peak and they enjoy, and before that it's naive age. We look for young age girls for our sons, but then we complain of their immaturity. But on the other hand, a mature girl tends to handle any situation more maturely. In Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept a medium age for women. وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا, and a full cup of wine. Wine here is in regards to drink. دِهَاقًا is full of, is one meaning, and the second meaning is continuous, one after another. And the third meaning of dihaq is clean and transparent, right? And kaas, full cup, meaning there are wives and delicious drinks there too. La yasma'una fiha laghwan wala kithaba. No laghw, dirty, false, evil talk shall they hear therein, nor lying. Here in this world, if we go to a party and we are enjoying it, and all of a sudden someone says something bad, which ruins the whole mood. Any comment by someone that make you mad, or someone make you a very lame joke, or play a prank on you which made you cry. So it is said that Jannah is such a fun place that people will not hear any loose or dirty talk and will not lie to each other. Here in the world, people lie to each other for their personal gains. Nothing like this will happen there. جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. A reward from your Lord. An ample calculated gift according to the best of their good deeds. Just notice what was said to the people of hell in contrast to this. جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. That's it. Just two words. You deserve that. That was meant for you, and you were bound to get it. But for the people of Jannah, it is not said you deserve that, but جَزَاءً مِّن رَبِّكَ, a reward from your Lord. Indeed, it is a reward. But your Lord valued you so much that he gave عَطَاءً حِسَابًا, uncalculated amount of rewards. حِسَابًا here is in exaggeration, uncountable amount. Coming of عَطَاءً with حِسَابَ comes as extreme exaggeration, meaning it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. But that Rabb is not an ordinary entity. So who is he? رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا الرَّحْمَنِ. From the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is in between them, the most gracious. Besides having all that power, he is Rahman still, Ar-Rahman. لا يملكون منه خطابا, with whom they dare to speak on the day of resurrection except by his leave. No matter how much you have planned to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to, because of his greatness, his gloriness, his fright, his terror, and his sublimity in the beginning. You all must have listened Hadith Shifa'ah. When people will be standing at the day of judgment, they will be just waiting for a very, very long time, and nothing will happen. يَوْمَ يَقُونُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, will be just waiting. Then people will be tired of waiting and they will go to Adam alayhi salam. You were the first prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to you. He made angels prostrate for you. So please do the intercession to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so judgment can be started. See, this recommendation is not for Jannah or Jahannam. It is just to proceed and carry out the judgment. He will refuse and will say, I ate the forbidden fruit, so I am afraid that what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked me about that? So why don't you go to Nuh alayhi salam? He did lot of dawah and he is Allah's beloved. People will go to Nuh alayhi salam and will praise him and will request him to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the intercession to start the judgment. He will refuse by saying, Allah forgave me when I asked forgiveness on behalf of my son. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely angry today. And what if he asked me about it? Sometimes we are scared of the old record, right? So same way people will go to Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. But every prophet will refuse by mentioning their lapse or mistake. Things to remember that so-called mistakes were forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why they were given prophethood and will not go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But will guide the people to go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And people will go to him. When people will ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam for the intercession to start the judgment, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam will get up. This is Muqam-e Mahmood. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that then I will get up and will go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh and will prostrate. And while doing prostration, I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the words I do not know today. But Allah will teach me there. I will be in that position of prostration till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want me to. And will keep on praising and doing dua. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O Muhammad, lift up your head and speak. For you will be listened to and intercede. For your intercession will be accepted. And ask for anything, for it will be granted. So think. La yamlikuna minhu khitaba. And people's mentality is, our sheikh will save us. Na'uzu billah. There was a teacher in a small village. Once, she was in a Jummah sermon in that village. The imam was giving people such tales. And one of it was that when judgment will be carried out, that moment, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam will present Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a hookah, a device through which tobacco is inhaled like people do through cigarettes, and will tell people to keep on passing. In other words, I kept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala busy and you keep on moving. La yatakallamuna. Nobody will have the strength to even talk. لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن. None they will not speak except him whom the most gracious Allah allows. رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا. No authority whatsoever of anyone. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّى. The day that Ar-Ruh, Jibreel alayhi salam, or another angel, and the angels will stand forth in rows. See the organization. Such a day of terror, but there is no disorganization or panicking. The angels are in orderly manner. The one who is in habit for him, no matter what kind of situation it is, he will not break the order. So what will happen? La yatakallamuna. None they will not speak. Meaning angels with such honor will dare not to speak then. Illa man adhina lahu rahman. Except him whom the most gracious Allah allows. And whoever will get the permission to speak, then what will he say? وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. And he will speak what is right. Sawaba is from sawb, hitting of an arrow at the target, meaning will talk to the point. All the big angels, including Jibreel alayhi salam, will say only what is right. Whatever Allah will allow them to. And some say, here from sawab it meant kalma-e tawheed. Whoever will be allowed to say anything will only say, La ilaha illallah. No, nobody will dare more than that. Then said, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ. This is without doubt the true day. This day was bound to come. Now, فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. So whosoever wills, let him seek a place with or a way to his Lord by obeying him in this worldly life. Now do whatever you desire, but you are told already. Meaning, keep in mind that coming of this day is imminent. Adapt a life of iman and taqwa, so you could receive a good end result there. And in the last ayah, it was said, Inna anzarnakum, verily we have warned you, عذاباً قريباً, of a near torment, meaning we are done warning you from the upcoming torment. We alerted you.
يَوْمَ يَنظُرُ الْمَرْءُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ,
the day when man will see that the deeds which his hands have sent forth. Look at your hands now. What our hands are earning? See, hands represent our personality. Our hands show what we think. Sometimes people rub their hands when they worry or angry. Some bite their fingers. We spread hands for duas. People do hard labor with their hands. That day, people will witness the labor of their hands, whatever they did. It will be their desire.
وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا,
and the disbeliever will say, woe to me, would that I was dust, and whatever I am about to witness would not have witnessed. Now you and I need to have a look at ourselves. We read in Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 49, same thing like, مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ, about what our hands have sent forward. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا, and they will find all that they did placed before them. Then Surah Qiyamah, Ayah 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَّرًا,
on that day, man will be informed of what he sent forward, of his evil or good deeds, and what he left behind of his good or evil traditions. And what will be the desire of a kafir? Wish, I am saved. When will kafir say this? It is a question that when will the kafir say, woe to me, would that I was dust. So the first tafsir is that when he will see the horrible punishments coming towards him, then he will say, I wish I would have been dead before this. Some say that Allah will be doing judgment of animals. One goat without its horns was hit by another goat who had horns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call both goats and will give horns to the one who didn't have horns and will allow her to hit with the same strength with that the other goat with horns hit her. When all the revenges will be over, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the animals to turn into dust, because this will be the end of their judgment. When a kafir will see them turning into dust, he will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, I wish I was an animal and same has been dealt with me too. So this was Surah An-Naba. Did you find anything which is not understandable in it? Is there any casual attitude in it? Any fun, joke, or any playful thing? People present so much in the name of entertainment. But our attention was not diverted even once while doing this surah. Did we remember anything else during the session? People say, watch a movie if you are sad, or if you are in a foul mood. Whoever gets the true news from Quran, then he does not have any desire of anything else. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may we are guided towards the right path. A question arises that when people go for Hajj or Umrah and they die there, so what about their death? In a narration, it comes that if a person die while reciting Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, then he will wake up at the judgment day by saying Labbaik. He will wake up the way he died. A simple criteria that the way you live, that's the way you will die. And that's the way you will wake up at the judgment day. And your end result will be the way you die. So a good death is a sign of good end result, with the condition that's aqaids are correct. that he took care of his obligations, no haram along. Meaning if aqaids are correct, only then it will be beneficial. And if someone's aqeedah is corrupt, then he can die in Riyazul Jannah instead of Makkah. It will not be beneficial for him and will not make much of a difference. If the person is a Muslim in the real sense, as everyone has shortcomings, but inshallah wa ta'ala, it is the good news. In fact, death in Medina is liked. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to pray that, Ya Allah, give me death in my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam city. In a hadith, it comes that Allah lifted his pen from three people, and one of it, the sleeping person. So when we sleep, then our deeds stop momentarily. So it's better that a person keep on sleeping. Of course, not at farz namaz time, but sleep in extra time. Upon waking up, you get a fresh start. In order not to be unthankful of the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, it is very important to ponder over the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us. In Surah An-Naba, two end results have been told. So it is upon us which path we take and choose. And it was said in Ayah 27, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. It was the deed of the people of Jahannam. So hope of the judgment makes a person choose the right path, the path of Allah. And whoever fails to choose the prescribed path, then there is only destruction for him. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He subhanahu wa ta'ala put His submission and obedience in our lives. Friendships will either a source of comfort or a source of regret at the day of judgment. If we have righteous friends and they encourage us towards deeds that make our life after a success, then it will be a source of comfort. Otherwise, if it was the other way around, then it will be nothing but regrets. So we have to choose our friends wisely too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Ameen. Let's listen to the recitation of the ayahs, inshallah wa ta'ala. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عم يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا جزاء وفاقا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن لا يملكون منه خطابا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا لا يتكلمون لا يتكلمون لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا ذلك اليوم الحق فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا